This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. If the votes on the alcohol tax hike are any indication, a new alliance in the House between Democrats and moderate Republicans may leave the hardline conservatives who've been holding up the revenue raisers hung out to dry. Though the alcohol tax hike failed to pass Friday by 5 votes, it came up again Sunday evening. Shreveport Republican Thomas Carmody had an amendment.
This amendment would sunset the increase in the alcohol tax after a 36-month period.
New Orleans Democrat Walt Leger had some questions.
Do you know the last time these taxes were increased?
I do not, no, sir.
Would it surprise you if I told you that beer tax hadn't been increased since 1948?
I would not be surprised.
And so I'm struggling with why we need to sunset this tax.
I'm worried about the idea that what we're going to do is basically perceived as tax everything that moves and making sure that we tax it forever going forward.
Baton Rouge Democrat Pat Smith had more questions.
You were here when we had a $1 billion surplus. And what did we do with it?
We appropriated the best we could, but we spent it like drunken sailors.
Oh, like drunken sailors. And we didn't do anything to raise any money on the drunken sailors that were out there, did we? We give it away in tax credits and tax exemptions. Am I correct?
You are correct.
The amendment failed, but the tax passed. Further, a bill cleaning exemptions off an already existing penny of sales tax came within 4 votes of passing and will be considered again today. It's the alternative to a plan business and industry has been pushing to raise the sales tax by yet another penny. The governor says that is the wrong thing to do. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.